Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God, the living Lord, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's our King, He's our Savior, and His return is soon. And I thank the Lord that He's coming back. I'm looking forward to it in one sense, and I want to help get as many souls saved as possible in the other sense. He has to come. There's no doubt about it. And it won't be long. It will be soon, and it will be in our lifetime. I don't believe we'll make another year before He returns for the church. But that's beside the point. We got to work while it's day, because the night's coming when no man can work. Now, the Lord is doing great and wonderful things at the same time that we're trying to save people. We're trying to get as many people to join in salvation. When people are reluctant and they harden their heart against God, they won't, even if they go to heaven, which they won't, but if they did, they'd do the same thing Satan did. If a man won't change his heart here, he'll be no different than Satan over time. And men have done treacherous things without Christ. Men like Hitler. It was once said that Hitler desired to be a priest at one point. He wanted to be a Catholic priest. But he loved power. Remember, Lucifer was an angel, which is greater than a priest, a human priest anyway. And he turned against God. And he thought he could get Job to turn, Satan did. But Job would not turn his heart. Either people turn their heart to God or they don't. That's up to them. That's totally up to them. We're on the outside trying to help them make a seriously holy decision. When people don't want to live according to God's word and be holy and be righteous, they made a choice not to. So the Lord has to divide the chaff from the wheat, the sheep from the goat. He has to divide. The Lord is dividing. Division is good. It's just like when you have surgery and they have to cut the cancer out or the problem out, or they have to give you antibiotics to divide the good germs from the bad ones. Your body needs some germs. There are good ones and then there are bad ones. So they use antibodies. The division is a part of life. And in order to, even children born in a good home, they have to make the choice to follow God themselves. They have all the encouragement, but they're curious. They can be curious at the world against God. But when they try the world and get bit by it, they go back to God, because they know better. And they received enough word in their life to come out of it. But some people, they can't come out of it. They're trapped in it. The last broadcast, we talked about how the things of the world is like a sticky spider's web. And the more entwined you get, the less your chances are coming out of it. And people's mindsets are so structured by the world, it's impossible for them to come out on their own. Impossible. But when people preach the word, and that word get in their heart, and they desire to come out, they still trapped. But the Lord has sent anointed people to break the yokes, the bonds, to cut the web, cut them out of the world. That's what the anointing does. It cuts us out of the world. Remember, the anointing is a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. So when you speak the words that God sent you to speak, you break the yokes for people. The anointing does that. And when the word gets in a person's heart and they believe it, then the Lord has something to work with, and he can get them out of their trouble. He'll break them out. Miracles happen. When a man gets saved, that's a miracle all by itself. And when people stay in faith, that's also a miracle in some cases. But at the end of the day, the word got in their heart and they received it. And you get out of the world by faith. You stay out of the world by faith, by your faith, because the just shall live by his faith. What are you going on? Everybody goes on something because they trust something. Whatever you go on, that's what you trust the most. Or that's what you trust too much. When a man has a business and he do sneaky practices, he trusted those sneaky practices are working. Otherwise, he'd do it God's way. We need to do things according to biblical protocols. It works. You don't have to trust any part of the world. And in any part of the world you trust is where you're going to have problems and create dangers and not understand. Whatever you trust will interfere if you trust something opposite. I want to clarify. If you anything you trust in opposition of the word will interfere with how you understand the word. So the point is, the treasure trove is to be a living sacrifice to the Lord. Present yourself a living sacrifice. And that's the way to master your life and come out of the world and be separate. And stay separate. The world is not your friend. It's not good. It won't work. And it will kill your life and hinder your progress. Now, I don't like talking about the dynamics of the world, but these are things people need to know, how it works. I want to talk about something greater. When you make the jump to do the things of God, when you make the choice, sometimes I say make the jump, but I mean, it's like you put yourself all in. You make yourself a living sacrifice. You do the things that God would have you do. You receive all of his words so that you can be a blessing. And you know, you give so you can receive so you can give. that's the methods of God. You can use the methods of God to sustain godly activity in and throughout your life. It's not that you're trying to be lavished. That's a dead end goal. But you want to be a blessing so that you can be a blessing as much as possible. I don't need to be rich for myself. I need money. I need to be wealthy so I can give. That's the order of God. Be fruitful, multiply, so that you can replenish. Then subdue the earth and have dominion over it. Make it nice. Keep it stable. Just like our lives. When you do these things, it works. You can take more people with you. Your life is more outstanding. You gain a greater audience when you do outstanding things. It's just people want in on what's outstanding. They want to do things that work. They want to know that I can do this and I can win. They want to know that I can make a difference. They want to make a difference. The church say, come. That's what I want to get to. It's not about defeating the world. It's just moving it out of the way so you can do God's business. It's a factor. And I don't like accusing people of loving the world either. I hate it. I hate the world system. It's a dead system. I love God's word. in all of his ways, his methods. And I hate the world in every worldly way. I move that interference out of my path so I can do God's work. So I can do everything the way God will have me do it. It's a better way. In doing that, when you follow God's path, he's going to coach you. When you're trying to do the things of God and you're trying to make a difference and you're trying to, you're enthused about going forward, then the Lord can come, he'll back you up. He'll help you out. He'll help you do more of what's right. And you can sincerely thrive in this life and not lose. And you can go forward in that balance. And you won't just be surviving, you'll be thriving in life. And everything that you do will prosper well. And that's something I want to talk about. I've covered the world for today, I hope. When you go about your life, you made the jump. You surrendered your life to God. You present yourself a living sacrifice. And you'll do whatever God say do. And you pray in the direction that he guides you. You know, many prophets said, the word of the Lord came to me saying. When the Lord brings something to you, that's your mission. That's your new mission. Make it happen. Don't look at why not. Don't look at the world as being triumphant over you. Don't look at what's wrong. Don't look at anything that's in opposition with what God said. Look at him. Focus on how wonderful it's going to be when you finish obeying God. Focus more on how wonderful it is when you give people the right information to secure their lives. Every time the Lord sent me with a word, many times, sometimes I feel excited because I'm looking at him. And then when it's a person that I haven't given a word to before and I don't know how in the world they're going to react to it, you know, the temptation is there to get concerned. I said, no, it's going to be good. If the Lord say do something, that's important enough to do it. Out of everybody that he could have chosen, he chose you. It's down to you now. And it's also up to you. So it's important to follow God. You're the best person in the world at that moment to do this. And your words will be more effective than the words of others. Sometimes people need to hear something from somebody different, unusual. The Lord know how to help us out. He know how to get the right word to us. So every time the Lord give me something to do, it's important enough for me to see it through. But when you do that, you begin to thrive in life. We're supposed to thrive in life. We're supposed to go for it. It's our heritage. And sometimes our inheritance. And we're leaving a greater legacy for our children. Every act of obedience helps us to leave a greater heritage for our own children. And every time we do, we're able to receive more. Obedience secures your life. Remember, disobedience is the first cause of poverty. So that oppositely means, that also means that obedience is the beginning of your success and your prosperity. When you start obeying God, you begin to prosper. Whatever it is. If a man gets saved, he prospered eternally. He has a chance, even if he go to heaven broke, without any rewards at all, he will be able to get educations, and I say educations with an S on it, because he's going to live forever. In 1,000 years, he'll be totally different than how he began. Every act of obedience is the first step in your prosperity. And you won. The world didn't take you with it. Thriving in life is better than surviving, and it's also different. Because you learn the things that work, and you do the things that work, and you continue to do the things that work, and you continue to gain and go forward. You continue to prosper, you continue to do better and better. It becomes a pattern. It gets in your expectation, it gets in your habit system, it gets in your advice. Thriving does. Doing things the right way. And people that normally would go to hell, they'll pay attention to you, and they'll start receiving the knowledge and logic that you have. And they, you know, everybody wants the same thing. Some people just trust the world too hard. But when they see that you don't, and you have standards and you do what's right, they see the beauty in it. You know, there's a movie called Hacksaw Ridge. And the guy that wanted to be a medic, he didn't want to touch a gun. He didn't want to take up arms and kill anybody. And I forgot why. I came in on after it started, so I don't know why he took that position. He had some kind of incident with a gun, and he didn't want to ever do that again. But he was not afraid to be a medic, and he went out there in harm's way, and he was very effective. And his platoon beat him up because of the position he took. He didn't want to take a gun. And he made them do extra work and extra duties. The sergeant punished his whole platoon because he wouldn't bear arms and learn to bear arms. And they even went to court about it, and he won. He became a medic that they respected because he took a stand. He took a position. He stuck with his conscience no matter what. And he was not afraid to change. He was not afraid to stand. I'm sorry, I meant to say he was not afraid to stand. And he didn't change his position. But in battle, he was very effective. So they made this movie about it. Now, when you take a stand in your world, in your society, and you at your job, and you do what's right, and you leave a pattern of good works, and the same people that ridicule you and laugh at you because you don't do what they do, they will respect you. When you love people, they will respect you. Even if they don't like you, they will respect you. And they'll be glad to be that you're part of their group. They may not believe like you. It'll take time for that to happen. But you got to start somewhere. And the enemy going to give them trouble. And when they see how you live and conduct yourself, they're going to ask you. They're going to come to you when the chips are down. And the Holy Spirit will give you moments and time to minister life to them. See, I used to think ministry, you just walk up to people, tell them the gospel. That works where God guides you to. That don't work everywhere. You have to be frank with people and let them know that. But you have to. But when you're thriving in life, you're not letting the devil win in your life. You're not letting the world persuade you. And you're sticking to what's true. Then your witness is greater. Remember, most people in the world, they're just going downstream with the river of the world. We're swimming upstream. But you can go upstream and thrive and make change. Thriving is better than just surviving. And so many Christians, they only expect to survive because that's what their predecessors did. They were survivors. They didn't know how to thrive. So they didn't preach thriving. You know, Word of Faith churches preach thriving. In part, anyway. But you can thrive in every area of life. And faith is the key. And the reason I say it in part, because people know in part. Whatever we know in part, whatever part of God's word that we learn and receive, that's the area we will thrive, or we can potentially thrive. Everybody, sometimes people know God's word, but they don't practice it. There are things that people know to do and they don't do it. And then there are things people they learn, they seek the word, they learn the word, and they do it in part. But there are some places in life that they didn't deal with. These are called allowances. There are forms of doubt that exist that they didn't deal with. There are fears that they sometimes didn't deal with. When in God's world, you drive out everything that's not of God. Every doubt, every fear, every form of lust, every form of temptation, every form of pride. Now, I talk about it sometimes, how I did things. But some people say, well, you're putting yourself out there. You're making yourself look bad. That was a serious problem that I didn't know how to handle. And I sought the Lord about it. David did the same thing. That's what holy men do. You know that you got this problem. You know it exists. You know you don't know what to do. Let's clear it up. I'm not going to put a mask on it. That doesn't help. That you can't thrive doing that. I didn't teach about thriving either. When I was in survival mode, I was hoping I could one day get out of survival mode and thrive in life. But I had a pictorial. My parents lived the life that I wanted so bad. My daddy used to walk around and hum songs. He would just be just as content. That's one of the most content men I ever seen in my life. He looked like nothing in the world troubled him. And I know it did, but he knew. I saw him. He was my visual. My parents, the way that they did things, it clued me in to the fact that life can be better than this. So I sought the Lord and I asked him my questions. And it worked. I found out you can thrive. And as I did, it worked. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life in and throughout it. Until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.